I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Tonight in France, tragedy struck again. In the Riviera's resort city of Nice, there was a crowd gathered for Bastille Day celebrations. Lots of people watching fireworks when a truck jumped the sidewalk and plowed through the crowd. We are hearing reports of at least 60 people dead and at least 100 injured. President François Hollande has headed into a crisis meeting to discuss what is being described as an attack. Time magazine's Vivian Walt joins me from Paris. So another horrific event for France. What do we know at this point, Vivian?
Well, actually, the death toll has just been increased to at least 75 dead, according to authorities down in Nice. It appears that the death toll has been increasing quite rapidly over the last few hours, both as they recover the dead, count the dead, and also, sadly, as those who had serious injuries might have died after being admitted to the local hospitals.
What are authorities actually saying and how this truck jumped onto the sidewalk?
Well, it seems like it was very deliberate. The regional president down in the Provence area just came out with a statement saying that it appeared certainly premeditated. There is also some discussion reports that it might have been loaded with weaponry of various kinds, including hand grenades, although we don't know for sure that that is the case. And there's also been a report that although the truck driver was killed by the police in a shootout, that there might have been a second person in the truck that then fled from the scene and is still being hunted for by police.
You suggested this was premeditated. Any word on motive?
No, but very interestingly, within the last half hour or so, the anti-terrorist police, and those are the kind of specialist police that are based in Paris, have just convened and have opened up a formal inquiry saying that they are looking into connections with possible terrorist enterprises. So at this point, nobody seems to have much doubt or ambiguity about what this incident was.
But have authorities actually come out yet and said this was terrorism or extremism?
They've suggested that they believe that's the case, but I'm not sure that anyone will actually say that until there is some claim of responsibility. And so far, we've not had that. This has been about 3 hours or so since the attack. It's now 2 o'clock in the morning here in France, and so far we've not had any kind of sign from ISIS or any other group that they might have planned this attack.
So, Vivian, France on edge. It's been on edge for some time. Those November 13th attacks last year on the Stade de France, several restaurants in Paris, and the Bataclan. What do you reckon this is going to do to the mood and the country once again?
I tell you, Marco, this has been a country that has been deeply, deeply distressed. And, you mentioned last November, but don't forget, there was also the terror attacks last January, in January 2015, that is, when gunmen claiming allegiance to both Al-Qaeda and ISIS opened fire on the Charlie Hebdo newspaper offices and also on a kosher supermarket. So you've had a range of different kinds of attacks. And at this point, at the very moment when it seemed like the country was finally coming out of its grief and its anxiety about the November attacks, you have again this really massive attack tonight. And I think for a lot of people, it's just going to leave them with a sense that they just don't really know what more the country can do. It's been under a state of emergency now for 8 months. There are armed soldiers all over the streets. It's going to be very difficult for people to wrap their heads around the fact that despite all of that, they still cannot prevent big terror attacks from happening.
Vivian Walt with Time Magazine in Paris, thank you very much for speaking with us this late at night. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Let me bring in Rebecca Giraud. She works at a restaurant in Nice called Balthazar and was at the fireworks display when this terrible event happened. Rebecca, I'm so sorry for what happened this evening. Would you mind just telling us what you saw tonight?
Well, we were working and we just saw all the people that was watching the fireworks. At the end of the fireworks, we saw everyone running from one way to another. Our restaurant was full of people, all the people just run inside the restaurant. We hide them in the kitchen, in the basement, upstairs, everywhere we could. We asked them to go down, to don't stay up. We were so afraid about the 13th of November. We were really, really stressed, and we did whatever we could. And then we closed all the tables outside. We closed the restaurant. We took our employees and some clients up to an apartment up to the restaurant. And we just waited because the police wouldn't let anyone go outside.
How close is your restaurant actually to the site of where this truck got on the sidewalk?
Well, it was like 20 meters from what happened. We were just next to the to what happened.
So, what is the scene there at the restaurant right now? Is that where you are actually?
No, right now I just came home, but we just left everything like this. We didn't clean anything. We just closed and tried to make everyone that was with us safe, our employees, the clients, everyone that stay inside with us. We tried to make them safe, and we'll be closed tomorrow because we don't really know what's going to happen. We'll just see tomorrow and we'll finish everything tomorrow.
Rebecca, can you just describe this part of Nice to us, this place where your restaurant is that you manage? What does it look like? Are there other restaurants? Is it a big touristy area?
Yes, it's a big tourist area, mostly in summer, because in winter, usually it's almost dead. There is no one on the Promenade des Anglais. But summer, more this year with the Euro that was in France.
The soccer
so
tournament,
all,
right.
Yeah, all summer it was full of tourists. Everyone really worked a lot this summer compared to last year. So it was really a great night for us. We were really good working. We were full all night long. And it was really black of people. It was full of people outside. There was no cars. The road was closed. And it was so impressive to see everyone running from one way to another and scared. And we just heard some things, but we didn't know what happened. So
could I ask you a quick question, Rebecca? Because we've heard reports of gunfire. Did you hear the same thing?
I didn't, but my employees they heard some shotgun.
Yeah, undoubtedly, more details will come out about that. How are you holding up, Rebecca?
Well, it's really difficult. We try to sleep, but it really won't be easy tonight. We still really affected. We try to call everyone we know in the city to be sure that everyone is okay. We heard that there was some other things in the city, but we had no more information.
Rebecca, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. And I'm so sorry to hear about what happened in Nice tonight. Please take good care.
All right. Thank you.
That was Rebecca Giraud. She works at a restaurant in Nice called Balthazar and was at the fireworks display this evening.